I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can
God bless you, peoples of God, on this, my God, morning, Eastern Standard Time. We just give God the glory. We give him the praise. Amen. When praise goes up, I'm telling you, my God, long as you position yourself right, come out of your situation. I'm telling you, ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Blessings going to come down in your life. It ain't about what they say. It's about what who say. God said, amen. Who did it? The songwriters say, God did. Everything that happened to me that is good, my God, who did it? God did it. Amen. And some things that look like it's not good in your life, trust me, God can be, my God, saving you. God can be delivering you, taking you, because he see your ending better than what you see your beginning is. Amen. We just thank God once again, and we give him the praise. Especially our partners and listeners all over the world. That is a couple of them just tuned in with us right now. We thank God for each and every one of them. Norway, we thank God for you, my God, Almighty South Africa. We thank God for you all as well. And we just give God the praise, my God, for our international listeners that chose us for their social media. Amen. Church family throughout the week, my God, even on, my God, on Sunday. So we thank God for you all for tuning in. And right here in the United States, it's always a pleasure. Amen. For you could just jump in and tune in with us. We just thank God. Amen. Hey, is he good? I'm telling you, I just want to hear somebody just get up out of their norm and just say, God is good all the time. Can I tell you a little secret? Can I tell you a little secret? What's going to happen today is your choice. What's going to happen today is your choice. What's going to happen today is a choice that you are making today that you already made on yesterday, amen, and you want to continue to make it. I want to tell somebody, amen, you could change your choices, amen. You already spoke the change. Now it's time for the physical change, amen. Other words, once I say what I need to say or release what I need to release, it's time for me to get up and do something about it, amen. I declare and decree it this morning, my God, here in the United States, is there a standard time that you going to get up? If you made a choice, you made a commandment this morning that you are healed today, you're going to do something, my God, a little bit more than you did, my God, on yesterday. If you don't prophesy this morning and say your finances is turned around, today you're going to begin to do things more than you did yesterday for your finances in your life to do what? To increase. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus that it is. Y'all better come on, somebody, this morning. It is so. Amen. God is good all the time. God is good. Amen. And we just thank him. We just love him. We just appreciate him. And we just give God the glory, amen, because he is good all the time. Listen, let's go ahead and jump into our prayer, amen. We're going to call on Minister Shaquita, amen, to go ahead and pray for us this morning. God bless you, Minister Shaquita.
God bless you, Apostle, and like the great Apostle say, God can, he will do, and if you choose to. So today, oh God, we ask you, oh Lord Jesus, we be at peace, at God. We put aside all anxious thoughts and imaginations, oh God, and say continuously, oh Lord God, oh Lord, that you is the strength and you are our shield, oh God. My heart trusts in you, oh God, and I am helped, oh God. He is not only with me, but in me, God, and I am in him, oh God. We thank you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the body and the blood of the dear God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We pray that through this, God, you take us prosperous with strong faith towards you, God, with your fervent love among us, oh God. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, oh God, Lord, we thank you, oh God. Guide us, God, with wisdom, oh God. God, discipline us, God, with your justice, God. Help us to, with your mercy, oh God, protect us, God, with your strength. Fill us, God, up with your fullness, oh God. Shield us with your shade, oh God. Fill us with your grace, oh God. Take us with your anointed Son, oh God. Jesus Christ, the Son of David. Jesus Christ, this is the Son of the Temple, sacrificing the Lamb of the Garden, God, who died for us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, just Jesus Christ, this day, oh God. We lift you up, God, as we put our best foot forth, oh God, for you, oh God. We try harder than we did the day before, God. We put past the things and the old way, days of us, oh God. From yesterday, God, we put you, oh God. We try you today, oh God. We choose you, oh God, today, oh God. Like the apostles say, and like God say, choose him. Oh God, we choose you and we walk into your light, oh God, today like no other day than we did before, oh God. We love you, oh God. We lift you up and we lift you up in praise, oh God. Thank you, God, for not only giving us the grace and mercy, oh God, for giving us a second chance like never before, God. Thank you for being the God of second chances, God, and we love you for this, oh God. And we lift you up in your name, in Jesus Christ's name, we pray amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We thank my God, Mrs. Squeeda, for that prayer. We just thank God for you all. And I declare and decree that you're going to walk into, my God Almighty, the words, my God, that comes from out of your mouth. Amen. I declare and decree that you're going to get up this morning. You're going to begin to speak production over your life. Production not in a negative or a decreasing way, but a production in a positive way. Amen. You could change your circumstances right now, not only about the things that you say, but the acts that you do. Amen. I want to prophesy to somebody, amen, that dream, that they dreams or the vision that God gave them for their life needs to be resurrected. I declare it in the crib that not only you're going to speak it, not only you're going to have a hunger or desire for it, but you're going to get up and you're going to begin to put that work where it belongs. You're going to begin to put some physical work where it belongs. Amen. I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus that it is so. How many of you believe this morning that it is my time? How many of you believe, especially in Norway, this afternoon that it is your time? This evening in some places, amen, that it is already my time, amen. And it's not because, amen, that the man of God or prophet or somebody telling you that, but it's because you already know that. That's something that you need to realize, that is something that I already know. And it's not because I'm trying to be arrogant or have an ego issue, but it's something that I live every day. See, this is the facts that people need to understand, and somebody cannot pull or take away from you is what you live every day. See, the life that you live and what do you live every day, amen, will speak for itself, amen. Many of you understand your situation. Somebody else might see your situation as if you are not making progress, but they are not in your shoes. They are not in your walk. They didn't come from where you come from. They, my God, have not experienced what you have, my God, you experienced in your life. So, my God, what they said, my God, is just assumption. It's just assuming because they see the outer identity. But I want to speak to somebody, my God, regardless of what the naysayers say, amen, they already understand that my life is better, my God, today than it was yesterday. I know what it looks like, and what it looks like in your eyes, amen, is totally different or totally a perception, my God, change in my eyes, amen. Can somebody could just be real this morning, amen, and they could just deal with the reality of where they come from in this life, amen. Can somebody just deal with reality, amen, where God is taking them? Can I tell some of you something, amen? Some things you don't have to wait on God for. Some things God said, I need you to go ahead and move, amen. Can I tell somebody something? If you got a testimony that is going over and over and over your life by different occasions, what God has done, maybe you into a point in your life to where you don't need to wait on God. God said, I don't need you to wait on me. I'm waiting on you to make a move, amen, because you know I may not come when you want me to, but I will be there always on time. Can somebody give me a morning, my God, amen, in Eastern Standard Time, United States of America, amen? He may not come when he wanna, but he will always be there right on time. See, watch this, amen. Other words, my God, if I need something after all these testimonies, after all these things that God done did in my life, amen, I already know, my God Almighty, I'm better off in my life walk than I was yesterday. Some of us, you know, we was doing everything up under the sun. We was dipping and dabbing, but guess what? God still saved you. Some of us, my God Almighty, we'll speak one thing out of our mouth and we'll begin to do another. Guess what? God still brought you healing. God still brought you healing. I want to tell somebody today, my God Almighty, he didn't bring you this far to leave you. So you better get up and pack your bags and come out of that situation, because who you waiting on, amen, is waiting on you on the other side of the mountain. The songwriter say, my God, back in the days, old school son, I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain. I'm doing my best, my God, to make it in. I declare and decree that you're going to come, my God, and get over the rough side, and you're going to come on the smooth side of the mountain. Because why? My God, it is my season. It is my time. Can somebody say that within their spirit? Say, I know that it ain't no much weeks or much days or much month, my God, in 2020, but I'm going to end this year strong, and every promise that God said is going to come to pass, or it's already into its manifestation. We coming over this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the house, amen. I want to take you somewhere real quick, amen. Then I'm gonna hit it, quit it, and move on. I got things to do, amen. My God, and blessed be the Most High God. Watch this. I want to take you into Zechariah real quick and really want to encourage somebody, amen, for they can begin to continue to grow into the things of God. Listen, your patience, amen, is not in vain. Can I tell somebody that this morning, my God, that your patience is not in vain? Many times through our patience, we begin to get discouraged. We begin to thinking that God done forgot about us. We begin to bring self-awareness, and we begin to choose ourselves. Is it something that I'm doing wrong? Is it something that I'm connected to? Is it something that, my God Almighty, that I'm getting judgment on my life? Amen. Is it something that I'm not doing correctly? Is the enemy is on my trail or in my case? Amen. And we begin to act out of impatientness. Amen. My God, patience is a virtue. Patience is a characteristic of God. Amen. A lot of times, my God, a lot of people, we begin to declare and begin to decree and want God to change our situation or our situation be turned around. Amen. But we're trying to figure out, my God, it's been such a long time. Why have not God showed up yet? Is anybody woke up this morning, my God, in the United States of America, over here on the East Coast, my God, and you still like, I went to bed shouting last night, crying, fasting, and wondering, God, you're going to turn it around, believing you're going to turn it around, just to wake up in my same situation, my God, just to wake up, just to have hope, have another preacher to yell in my ear, is God going to turn it around this year? I've been holding on for a long time. I know this been a rough season, a rough year, but I believe God. But what happens when your belief even go dim? Y'all about to talk to me this morning. What happened? Even your faith begin to lose, my God, and begin to look like it's fading out. Amen. This is the reality of us walking with Christ. Amen. This is the reality that many people's, amen, begin to face. It doesn't matter how long you done been in the game. It comes to a mental battle, spiritual warfare that it doesn't lies physically, but it lies in the mental of the mind. And we're trying to figure out, God, what is my God, or what are you are doing in my life? I've been faithful. Any faithful folks been here? I know you are. You on this line this morning. Amen. Is anybody, my God, say, God, I've been upright. My God, I know I got some things that I need to work on, but I've been putting in the work. I've been putting in, my God, it's been discomfort in my life. I've been beating my chest, bringing this thing up on a suggestion, and I'm trying to figure out, God, I've been holding out for a long time, and it looks like everybody else getting blessed. My God, enemies getting blessed. They don't talk about it, lied on, and I know they ain't living right, but it seems like their life is moving. But God, when is my time? Can somebody say, my time is when? Now, I want to talk to somebody this morning from the book of Zechariah, the 9th chapter. I want to help you this morning, and I'm going to get ready to get out of here and put on my shouting shoes, amen, because I declare this week that my God is going to be greater than it was last week. Everything that is in my family life, everything that I'm connected to, whoever was connected to me, amen, I declare and decree that this week is going to be greater, my God, than it was last week. And last week it was a greater week, but this week is going to be greater. I declare and decree, my God, this morning, by every ear that is listening up under the unction of the Holy Ghost, that this week, my God, I know you probably say we already in Wednesday. Baby, they call it hump day. We coming over the hump, because everything that is over the hump is going to get easier for now. You already done clamped up in your life. You already done clamped the mountain, clamped the tree, went over the, my God Almighty, the rough side. Can I tell you, as you begin to put that left foot in front of that right foot, that it's going to be greater. In the book of Zechariah, the 9th chapter, beginning at the 12th verse. And I love this right here, because this right here, my God, it make you do a little bit of study, because how the author begin to put certain things, amen, you have to dig in it a little bit, amen, to figure out what the author is saying. Watch this. The Bible declares in the book of the 9th chapter, the 12th verse, it says, turn, my God. Other words, it's telling somebody in the direction that you're going, you need to make a U-turn. Amen. That is a very familiar word. That is a very, very familiar, my God Almighty, saying, and especially in our church language today. Amen. We quit to tell somebody to turn. Amen. We quit to tell somebody to turn. Now, in this sense, when we begin to tell folks turn, we're telling them because you're going down what? The wrong way. You're going down, my God, the bad path. You shouldn't be going down that path. You shouldn't be making these decisions or doing these certain things. So we'll begin to tell people to return, amen, turn, even in our form or even in the meaning, my God, my, in scrapping the word repentance. What it means? It means you turn, my God Almighty, for the things that you do and don't do it no more. So the man of God said in the 9th verse, the 12th, my God, the 12th, 9th chapter, the 12th verse, it told him to turn. Now watch this, my, watch this here. Then it says, you, my God, it says you, not it making it, my God Almighty, an individual plea. It says you, amen. My God, some of you need to go ahead and point to yourself, look yourself in the mirror as you're getting ready for work, amen. As you're getting dressed, you go ahead and take an identity check real quick, amen. It says you, my God, watch this. Then it tells you what to turn to. To the stronghold. Oh, my God Almighty. So the church, my God, this is something, a word that you begin to rebuke. Amen. My God, this is where I begin to teach ADM family, amen, to where certain things, especially certain words that you see coming, and it begins to have meaning on one thing, especially been taught a certain type of way, it's good for you to pull out of your concordance, begin to look at it to bring identification or to bring true understanding. This is what happened to saints, amen. We begin to scratch the surface with the word of God, other than studying to show ourselves approved. Because immediately you'll begin to look at this, say, wait a minute, you telling this man to turn back to his weakness, turn back to his issue, turn back to his stuff, turn back to his mess. Watch this. Then it throw you for a loop. It says, turn you to your to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Now, how in the world that we going to put hope and the stronghold in the same category? Well, it's very simple. This is where you go back to the original, my God Almighty, just doing a little Bible study real quick. Original, my God, writing or the original interpretation. What is this? Since we in the Old Testament, so the original interpretation is, my God, was written in what? Hebrew, amen. Thank you, saints of God. I know many of you got that correctly. My God, same thing with the Old Testament. The original translation was written in what greet? So immediately, this is one of the words to where you don't want to assume. And this is what happened with the saints of God. My God, and some of our direction is wrong because we begin to assume. No, baby, don't assume when it comes to your walk or comes to your life. Make sure the facts add up. Can I just use a praise break real quick? The facts add up because you should have been dead. So you might as well give God a praise. The facts add up. Amen. You should have been homeless. You might as well give God a praise. The facts add up. You should have been broke, busted, and disgusted. You might as well give God a praise. So that fact add up, and it comes with an equal denominator, and the equal denominator say I am blessed. It's not because somebody told me, it's not because my God Almighty, the preacher been saying it, it's not because they almost brainwashed me and kept telling me this. It's the life that I live speak for itself. Can somebody give God a glory shout this morning? Because the light, you should have been dead. You know the doctors gave up on you. You know you should have been broke, busted, and disgusting. You should have been put out, but somehow God done made a way. Y'all better holler at your boy this morning with that espresso coffee. So now when you look up the word stronghold in the, my God Almighty, the Hebrew concordance, my God Almighty, it, the word, my God, significant mean bitsoror, and it means masculine, intense form, So now when you begin to extract the masculine intense form, bitsoror, when you begin to extract all this, it's basically saying that it begins to put a gender on it. It begins to say a male scrimp, a male masculine, a male strong place, a male place of strength, a male, you know how we brothers think, amen, we think we King Kong, we could be on top of the world, amen, we think, my God Almighty, we could lift a house just to impress our old lady, oh my God, let me rephrase that, y'all forgive me, impress our beautiful, my God, women of God, let me put that right, I don't want to get in the doghouse, y'all, forgive, Pastor, amen, so it says, my God, turn you to the stronghold. Other words, turn to you the strong place. You go back to that strong place, that masculine place, that masculine intense place that is within who? Within you. That's why I tell people, I don't care your situation. You got to get up, because it comes to a time to where God say, I need you to go back to that strong place and wait up on me. That was a shout moment for somebody that saying, you know what? I've been waiting on God all the time for a long time to turn this situation around. But somehow he sends me an encourager. Somehow he sends me something to motivate me. Somehow I get the unction of function and just want to move on a little bit longer. Well, baby, can I tell you something? That's the spirit of the Lord telling you to turn back to that strong, masculine, intense form, that intense prayer. I want to tell somebody that prayer life is looking like, my God Almighty, starting to get weak, that you need to return back to that intense play. I want to tell somebody this morning, the place to where it looks like, my God Almighty, things are not working. Your faith is going dim. My God, your belief is starting to be shabby. I declare and decree under the unction of the Holy Ghost that you going to return back that strong place, that bitsoror, what it says in the Hebrew, that intense place in the name of Jesus, because it's a reason why. First of all, it begins to identify our position. It begins to identify our reason. It begins to identify where we at. And it says, ye prisoners of hope. Many people that is in this place, they haven't hope that things finna turn around. They have hope that God finna show up. My God Almighty, even though he ain't showed up right now, I just can't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow gonna look better than my yesterday. I just can't wait the next year, 2021, because I already know that God already said it's gonna turn it around. Is there anybody this morning that you are a prisoner of hope? Watch this. Then the Bible to begin to declare in that 12th verse, it says, every, my God, even to the day, do I declare. Is there anybody this morning, regardless of what it looks like, you still declaring. You still decreeing. Yeah, you could talk about me, but I declare and decree. Yeah, I'm throwing my money acting funny. I declare and decree. Yeah, I know my body ain't doing right, but I declare and decree. Yeah, there's a lot of chaos going on, but I declare and decree. My God Almighty is the inner true saints that is on the wall that ain't coming off. I know that my spirit life is fatigued. I'm tired. It's fatigue. I'm about ready to give up, but I declare and decree. Is there anybody went back to that stronghold place, that strong, massive, intense place, that place where that rage of the lion of Judah begin to show up, my God, in you, out of you? I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that the kingdom of heaven, my God, suffered violence, but you finna step up in the army of the Lord and take it by force. Oh, yes, I'm about done. And it says every day, even to this day, even to the day, do I declare that I will render. In other words, I declare that I will receive. I declare I will receive. I declare I will render. I declare that something coming in my way. I declare, I decree that it's on its way. I declare that in decree that it be released. I declare and decree that UPS ain't going to be late. I declare and decree that FedEx is going to find my package. I declare and decree that it's if so in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree I don't have to wait on Grady. I don't have to wait on Emory to release my healing. I declare and decree Wells Fargo, my God, Credit Union, National Bank, Federal Bank, my God, my money is coming and my money going to load up y'all bank account. It's going to keep y'all with jobs. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus. I'm rendering my blessing. I'm receiving my blessing. Because the reason why, because God says, this is what the Bible says. After it says render, then it says double unto you. Somebody need to shout right there. See, you thought you was waiting, and you thought God had you, my God, in a situation that he forgot about you. No, he wanted you to go back to that strong place, because you got to let the enemy know in the spirit. Yeah, I might be walking with a limp, but the Bible tells me, and the word of God begins to show me in multiple places, that the reins is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endured to the end. I know that my mind is discombobulated. I know that things, my God, ain't making sense right now. I know that I've been in this fight for a long time, and I feel, my God Almighty, confused and a little bit discouraged, but I'm going to hold on. Is there anybody got an old school voice inside of you say, I'm going to hold on because I got to see what the end's going to be? And I'm not talking about the end of my life, but I'm talking about the end of poverty, but I'm talking about the end of lack, but I'm talking about the end of this infection in the name of Jesus. Not only God said, I'm going to restore you, but I'm going to give you greater than what you had in your latter season, because your former season is going to be greater. Is there anything that God cannot do? Somebody need to shout this morning, glory, hallelujah. I'm out of here now, y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is there anything, my God, too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God in your life? Is there anything that God cannot do? The Bible declares, that's why it's good to you, good for people that is listening all over the world. Get in a Bible-believing church that doesn't walk with their theory or their interpretation, but they keep the Bible for what it is. The Bible declares in 9 and 12, Zechariah turned you to the stronghold. It's not talking about your weakness. It's not talking about your issue. And I don't got time to look at that right now. Because for it could tell in this text to say you turn, so they was already engaging into their weakness and going down the wrong path. So he said you have to make a direction, you turn. And he told you go back to that strong place. It's a roar. Masculine, intense form that you've been on the fasting, you've been praying. God said, don't you give up. Because now you got to go into a place of captivity. Not captivity of the enemy. Not captivity of your weakness. Not captivity of poverty. Not captivity of lack. It says, ye prisoners of hope. Captivity of hope. Change is going to come. Somebody need to say change is already here, because it says even today do I declare. I declare change is here. I decree it's here. It's happening. It's happening. Even right now. Even right now. So many of us were about the I haters, and where we want to put prayers and lashes on them. Baby, when you in God, you don't have to worry about your defense. You just need to keep playing offense. Because God and the angels of heaven, God said, I will fight your battles. He said, I got your defense. I just need you to keep scoring. Keep walking. Keep moving. Then it says, watch this, my God, declare that I will render, I will receive in the midst of my circumstances. I'm declaring double unto who? Unto thee. I declare and decree it this morning that it is so in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You make your mind up right now that regardless of what 2020 done brought, done through, I'm declaring my double. I'm going back to my strong place. I'm going back to my prayer chamber. I'm going back to my prayer closet. I'm going back to what I know to do. I thought until now that it wasn't working. I thought until now my situation ain't going to change. I thought until now. But I realized God sent me back to this strong place. He sent me back to the floor. He sent me back to my prayer challenge to declare and decree double. In other words, God said, I already gave you that first portion. That's why you're still here. That's why things are still getting taken care of. That's why blessings keep dropping in there. Now I need you to pray for that profit. I need you to pray for that increase. I need you to pray for that residual. For you to receive double in your life. My goodness. Hallelujah. I just bless God this morning. And I pray that somebody was blessed Eastern Standard Time this morning all over the world, internationally. I just pray you was blessed this morning. Hope it encouraged you to pull and get yourself up and keep pressing, keep pushing. Don't you throw in the towel, because church is not like it used to be. You can't get on the prayer parties. You can't physically touch some people like you used to. Amen. But it's still inside of you because God placed it in you. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. It is so. We thank God for you all. Please tune back in tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time all over the world. We thank God for each and every one of you. You go and be blessed. You better declare your double in Jesus' name. God bless you.